There you go. Okay, a man who was stabbed 4 years ago says that police found the suspect but never recovered the knife until now.
Well, that's better than finding the knife and never finding the suspect, I guess.
WeirdAsianNews.com.
All right.
That's probably a pretty fun site. Says 37-year-old Li Fu of China was driving a cab when he was stabbed back in 2007.
Huh.
Cops caught the guy who did it a short time later, the suspect carrying a knife handle, but the blade was missing. 4 years later, Mr. Fu went to the hospital with a migraine. Doctors took the x-ray, and sure enough,
there it was.
Blade was lodged in his face.
Yikes.
Doctors were so amazed they removed the knife from his face for nothing. Good.
So how many years did he, didn't he notice that mark?
Really?
You can only
sleep on one side? I mean, they're just going through a metal detector. Well, probably don't have to worry about that. But
that's what they mean by that's going to leave a mark. At least he didn't pick at it for a long time.
Yeah, I guess not.
Because that would have caused an infection.
Cannot imagine. The American Academy of Pediatrics is calling for a ban on indoor tanning for minors. Group of 60,000 pediatricians has opened the World Health Organization meeting talking about that. If you're under 18, ought not be in those things.
Well, you got to have parents' permission here in Texas,
that's
right?
In the state of Texas. I think it's 16 and a half, isn't it?
Okay, 16 and a half.
I'm not sure. But anyway, writings in the Journal of Pediatrics explain people who start using tanning beds before the age of 35, that's before the age of 35, increase their chances of developing melanoma by 75%. So I know you think you want to look bronze, but you're going to look like an alligator purse by the time you're 50.
I was going to say a saddle.
Yeah, well, that could well be. Yeah. Just don't. Just don't. You get enough sun out there. I mean, you know, there are people who end up getting skin cancers just because they're out in the sun through their job or recreation or whatever, but... Yeah, don't be going and laying on that thing on purpose. All right, let's go to the phones. Hello?
Yeah, this is a message for the guys that are on WTAW between 6 and 6:30, 6:25.
Yeah.
I turned the radio this morning to WTAW because I wanted to have some music.
Oh, those two guys?
While I was on the elliptical, like the treadmill kind of stuff.
Right, yeah.
And
you know
so far, since 6 o'clock, all I've had is the two guys talking and
Scott and Chase,
laughing at their jokes and stuff. So I'm hoping it's maybe just a deal that happens on
only Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Only
that's
Tuesday.
That's not going to be that way.
Tomorrow's balloon animals.
I'd like to have it on WTAW.
Sure,
but
pain.
Don't worry about calling me back. I just was wanting to let
never
you know.
Really,
that
really,
there's a bunch of us that would like to hear
a bunch of us. I always love that.
Not just.
Yeah.
Define a bunch, man.
Okay.
You know,
yeah.
Me and the people I talk to.
That's not that pressing.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah,
bye.
Okay, lady.
Bye-bye.
Okay, lady, you wanted one. This is one of those this is the worm that gets into your brain, and it doesn't go away.
Oh, why?
Is this the Six Flags commercial?
Well, it's the song
it's the
that
music.
Ended up there. Yeah. Yeah.
The little bald-headed guys dancing around.
It's the Finger Boys. Yeah. But then that's a girl singing, so I can't figure that one out. Yeah.
I don't think that's a girl singing.
Yeah. You don't think
Here
so?
In a minute it is.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Yeah. There you go. There, how's that, ladies? That burning for you? How's that working out?
I didn't even have to go run last night. I could have just worked out this morning.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, do you? Great.
Is that a girl or is that Justin Bieber?
Yeah.
It's hard to tell, isn't it?
Should that be our new news intro? Them singing We Got News For You? That'd be great.
Yes.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
These are very cerebral lyrics.
Yeah, they really are. We're going to talk about the Venga bus, aren't we?
Yes, we are. She's going to talk about it now.
Wheels of steel are turning. I mean, these folks, that's...
There you go.
There. That lit the phones up. Hello.
I can't stop dancing.
Thank you. It's what it's all about. Hello.
Hey, she's probably the same kind of woman that goes to an Hallmark store to get 710 fluid.
To get what kind of fluid?
That goes to what kind of store?
An auto parts
store. Oh.
Okay. And what did he say?
I didn't catch the last part.
Call us back if you
tanning fluid?
Yeah, tanning. Okay. Oh. Actually, I got that off our video, you know, the candy video last week.
Oh, yeah, because they post those.
They did.
Those are pretty creative.
They are pretty creative. They are. Anyway, just looking at that, I'm going, oh, that's that annoying song. I think I'll play that Tuesday. Yeah. So there you go. So it's their fault down the hall for that.
Yeah.
But again, just in case you didn't know, your child is celebrating Justin Bieber's birthday.
Yeah.
Hello. Tell me again.
710 fluid. Read it backwards.
Okay. All right. I'll do that. Have a look and see. Okay. Here's how we settle the global warming debate. You ready? A regional nuclear war. NASA computer models, if you wonder what NASA's doing, they're getting ready, you know, now that the space shuttle's going away. They're mapping out the results of a small nuclear war between developing world nuclear powers like India and Pakistan to show that the Earth would cool dramatically. Okay.
So
let's have them have a nuclear war so that we can have a cooler climate. Yeah. That works well. Hello?
That woman was my ex-wife, I think.
That many.
You must be a peach to live with, then.
Yeah. Yes. You, sir, have stories. All right, if you need more proof that the world is not fair, 50 years after the sexual revolution, women are still paying much more for very simple items. Here are five examples why it's not cheap to be a woman. Number five, car payments. Women are still suckers when they go in there and get that car.
Well, whose fault is that?
Experts suggest getting serious when it comes to money. They pay sometimes more than $500 up to $1,000 more for a car than a man does. Number four, drugstore products. It's not a state secret that women are willing to spend on essentials like shampoo and beauty products about 50% more than their male counterparts.
I found a killer deal on shampoo the other night.
Okay, now how far do you go with shampoo? I mean, you know.
What do you mean?
Well, okay, what made it a killer deal?
It was a bundle of three.
Ah.
And ginormous bottles.
Yeah.
I forget how many ounces. Big. You know, and I don't have a lot of hair, so it'll last me for a long time.
Yeah. Is there a fragrance thing going on there, or do you know?
Peppermint, interestingly enough.
Oh.
It was for men. It was a men flavored product. Four and a quarter.
For three big bottles?
Heck yeah, buddy.
For four and a quarter?
Salute.
All right, there you go.
I mean, this will last me the remainder of 2011 at least.
Did you date the bottles? Yeah.
No, but I'll go home and do it now.
Yeah, do that. Haircuts. Yep. Ladies generally have more hair, they're pickier about the way they look.
Oh, golly.
So there you go.
I mean, men's haircuts have gone up in price.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Women are, you know, that's like $50 a shot or more.
Our haircuts have gone up, but you know what? I'm still paying half as much as I was when I had to have TV hair.
Yeah. So there, see? Yeah, and again, you just got to spray it and do all that stuff.
Yeah, I remember back then. I used to see Chase under the dryer at the mall, you know.
Bobbing my leg up there.
Right over there.
Gabbing with the girls.
Yeah, that's right, reading Mademoiselle.
Chewing gum. I'm going to go ahead and get a mini-pedi.
That's right, because I've earned it.
That's right.
Health insurance. Companies justify charging females higher prices because they use more services. Furthermore, of course, women of childbearing age often have to fork over a little extra cash in case that pregnancy thing comes back positive. And number one, girls can expect to pony up a lot more for dry cleaning, sometimes double the price.
Well, they got all those pleats, you know?
Oh.
They got pleats.
Is that what it is?
I used to be in the dry cleaning business.
Oh,
I did.
That was you delivered that to was the dry cleaner.
I was in the dry cleaning business. I was in high school. High school. Yeah.
It's like the milkman's in the dairy industry.
Well, I was
going
to say, I worked for about 2 months at Hastings when I first came to A&M.
You were in the publishing business.
No, I was in the entertainment industry.
Dang right.
Imagine for a moment.